This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 388. Two strategies to slow down for IELTS speaking success.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we help a listener who's extremely anxious about speaking part one and two, and we provide two activities to start preparing this speaker for higher IELTS scores. Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, wow. I'm doing fantastic. I went to see another movie last night. I'm on a roll with the movies. Yeah, we went to see Logan.
Okay.
So you don't know what it is, do you?
I've seen a commercial for it.
Oh, okay, good.
But I don't know what it is exactly. What is it?
Logan is the name of Wolverine, okay? The X-Man Wolverine. And so in this one, he's like older. He's like this old, you know, superhero dude who's not being a superhero anymore. And then this young mutant with special powers comes in. It's amazing, you guys. It's cool. Even if you don't like superhero movies or comic books, just as a standalone movie, it's so good.
Oh, that sounds cool. Very cool. Lots of good movies on tap here.
I know, so many. Not enough time to watch all the movies. But, you know, we do have time for IELTS.
We do have time for IELTS. For the next 15 minutes, we have time for IELTS. And today we're talking about speaking, which I like that topic. It's a good topic because we got to speak. Everyone speaks.
Yeah. So
on the IELTS exam.
We got an email from a listener about her. She is in a panic, you guys, about speaking part two and part three. So we're going to talk about her worries, and then we're going to give you guys a couple activities you could do to start taking away this anxiety and developing this confidence and fluency in part two and part three.
Ooh, okay. So should I read the listener's question?
Yeah, cool. Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. So the listener says, as for speaking, if I've got ideas, I can speak, but part two and three scare me a lot because of length in part two and ideas in part three. Mm. Ooh, okay. Moreover, I can't say that I'm a fluent speaker. I didn't think that IELTS would be that tough, but it is, and I study reluctantly. Preparing for IELTS is becoming so dull for me. I'm utterly worried. Nice word, utterly.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm utterly worried about my score, whether I can get it or not. What's more, nice transition.
Right? She's although like a really good writer.
Yeah. Although I have a daily plan, I see no improvements. However, I need at least a 7 to do my master's degree abroad. Ugh. Please help me.
Oh. Okay. I think, honestly, for this person, I don't think 7 is a problem. I think the problem is her preparation. There are so many points. I'm just going to go through point by point here because there's so many things. Yeah. Okay. First of all, guys, for speaking part two, in order to develop fluency and confidence, I have one activity for you guys that tackles both of these things. Okay. I have worked with students in our course with this activity, and I promise you it does help. All right. So what you guys need to do is 3 or 4 times a week, okay, get one part two card, one part two topic card. Sit down with this part two card and answer it 3 times, the same card, okay? And guys, it's not like this takes much time. This is like 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and you're developing fluency and confidence. So the reason why it's important to repeat the same answer more than once is because you're going to find that every time you repeat the same answer, you're going to be adding details. You're going to be more fluent every time because you've already talked about this. So this strengthens your confidence so much, and it proves to you that you can add details, you can become more fluent. And guys, you must add specific details in order to get a 7 or higher for vocab. Like, we need, you want to create an image in the examiner's mind. You know what I mean? Like, you need to describe a real memory that the examiner can see. So description, I can't stress enough how important description is. All right. So that's your part two activity, guys. Get one card, practice the answer 3 times, obviously 2 minutes each time you practice.
I love that idea because it's like you're setting a new standard for what's a good answer. You know what I mean? In your mind. Because if we're only practicing each speaking question, regardless of which part it is, if we're only doing it once, we're only seeing our answer once, right? But when we're doing it 3 times, we're adding details every time. And then that 3rd time becomes what is a good answer in our head. And then we have a sense of that when we go into the test. I think that's great.
Totally. That's so true. Yeah. Because if you stop just the once, like you said, how are you improving? Right. Like, how are you practicing? So that's an awesome activity, guys. Add it to your study plan. Everything we talk about, guys, this is stuff you need to add to your study plan. And for students in our course, personalizing that study plan is important, right? First of all, our roadmap is all you need. Okay. That's the first thing, because we give you the balanced practice. You have activities 5 to 6 days a week that tell you exactly how to develop this overall confidence, this overall ability in English, right? And then that is balanced with the actual test skills and strategies. And you guys, if you are making your own study plan, which I recommend just getting ours, but if you're making your own, like, I mean, it's hard to do. we've already done it for you.
Not a great idea.
But you have to have that balanced practice every day. It's not just once a week, guys, but every day, well, 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Or you could just jump into our study plan at allearsenglish.com/KEYS if you guys aren't in there. Okay.
There you go.
Little plug.
Okay. And then for part 3, you guys, here is a way to slow down and develop. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. The best way to take away panic on the speaking exam is to know exactly what the examiner is listening for. That is in our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go now to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. First of all, part 3 is tough, right? That's why it's so important to have a strategy, like an idea of organization, and especially what the examiner is listening for. And in our course, we tell you exactly how to fulfill those high scoring requirements in part 3, because that's your last chance, right? Part 3, that's your last chance to impress the examiner. So it is vital to not get panicked, to have an organizational strategy for your answers. Okay, so that's the one thing. Guys, in your preparation, what you need to do first is sit down and actually write out your answers. Write out your answers. Remember, speaking part 3 is like writing task 2. So keep that in mind as far as specific examples, organization, linking words, vocabulary, same as writing task 2. So keep that in mind as you write out your part 3 answers. Do that for a week. Don't even say anything out loud. Just do that for a week and then you can start answering out loud, right? It's building these skills, building these necessary skills just step by step.
Love that idea. Love that. Okay,
so
cool.
So put that in your study plan, guys. All right. And then, in her email, she sounds so worried and so panicked. She says, this is the worst thing. Like, this is the worst. She says, IELTS is becoming so dull for me.
Oh. That's horrible.
She's
probably taking the wrong course or probably not taking a course at all, but it's tough to do by yourself. If she's doing this entirely by herself, it is really hard. I mean, that's part of why we have our Facebook group, right? Our closed Facebook group, because students can encourage each other, ask each other questions, and ask us questions.
Exactly. So it is an online course, but it is very interactive in our closed Facebook group with us. And guys, if you want to interact with me and ask some of these questions so you don't feel so worried, every Thursday at noon mm-hmm. Pacific Standard Time, we are doing an IELTS live class. So mm-hmm. show up at noon Pacific Standard Time and ask your questions right away to make sure you get in there so you can hear my answer. And that is that is interactive.
Yeah, it's just half an hour, guys. So remember, if you're in the course, you can ask Jessica those questions anytime you want. But if you're not in the course, you can try it out for that tiny window of a half an hour. So get there on time, as Jessica said.
So none of your English studies should be boring. And yeah. Everybody thinks test prep is boring, but it doesn't have to be, you guys. That's why this podcast is called IELTS Energy. Same with our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. And yes. I guarantee the same energy is carried through in every aspect of our course. Even if we're talking about grammar, talking about difficult writing questions, how to organize a body paragraph essay, you will be engaged in every lesson.
Love that. Yeah, so important. Love it.
So yes. For this listener, it sounds like you need to approach your preparation in a different way. Our tips, of course, today will help you add them mm-hmm. to your study plan. All the listeners should do that. but if you are stuck in the same situation, like she's plateauing and she's probably getting yeah. worse because this yeah. anxiety and boredom and lack of motivation, she's becoming like depressed about her IELTS studies, guys.
Yeah.
Consider a different path. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see how yes. our course has helped so many other students, and yep. then you could get started today.
Exactly. And it's a shame because the student looks like she has great vocabulary. As we've said, really nice trans. So I think this might be another case of where a student essentially is so close to yes, the score,
yeah.
but they're stuck. As you said, they're plateauing. They're stuck just below it and they need that final push. And in many cases, that might be our course or it might be, you know, something else. But guys, for this listener, and if you are in a similar position, find the right path because you got to get past IELTS.
You have to change it up. I mean, if something's not working, you have to change it. You don't want to take IELTS 5 times, 6 times. You want to take it once. So if exactly. you feel like you're stuck in your preparation, you need to figure out another way to, you know, to challenge yourself and keep pushing forward.
You got it. That's it. All right. Very cool. Good advice. And good luck to this student if you're
yes,
listening.
Of course. Yeah. yeah. Just, yeah. You don't have to feel like this.
There's another way.
Okay. All right, Lindsay. Okay. Well, thanks for talking today.
Yeah. See you next time.
All right. See you tomorrow. All bye. Right.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.